On the live line with us this morning is Beth Brown. She is the president and CEO of Community Foundation Sonoma County. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning, Pat. It's so great to be back with you again.
Very good to talk to you. We've wondered and worried since October about so many things, but among them, you know, the fate and the current status of our nonprofit organizations around Sonoma County. And you've commissioned a study to look into that very circumstance. And how are we doing?
That's right. We, along with our partners at the Napa Community Foundation, commissioned the Center for Effective Philanthropy to do a survey of almost 500 nonprofit organizations in both counties. We had, you know, what I know you've heard, Pat, and we've heard over and over again, are the stories from the nonprofit organizations about the impact on the fires, both on the services they provide as well as the impact on the organizations. But what we wanted to do is say, well, are the numbers, can we get some quantitative information that aligns with those stories?
Yeah.
And in fact, we have. We had almost a 40% response rate, and if you know anything
about
survey design,
very good.
usually get about 10 to 15%. And it did affirm what we've been hearing. 85% of the organization said the fires had an impact on their services and on their organization.
Wow.
And again, no surprise, but just seeing that number, 85%, that's almost all organizations and across no matter what they did. So we think about, you know, the food banks, the homeless shelters, those second responders that we saw there on the front lines. But these are all organizations. So what does that look like? What that looked like in terms of what they stepped up to do was to provide additional services and to new populations.
And the end result of that kind of effort, of course, is depletion of those same resources. You know, when you throw in so many of the big fundraisers for many of these nonprofit organizations were canceled due to the fires in the last quarter of the year, and it's kind of a deadly combination.
Exactly, Pat. And that's the picture that we see. These organizations stretched to begin with, even more so afterwards. On the fundraising, about 80% adjusted or changed their fundraising strategies. 40% had less funds come in than they do in a typical year. Looking at the organizations themselves, one statistic that really strikes me, again, not surprising, but this just having the data, 80% of the organizations lost board members or not lost board members or donors, have board members or significant donors who lost homes.
Yeah, yeah.
When I see that and I look at our, on a systemic level, the system of our nonprofits and their capacity, and to think of those boardrooms across the two counties, in almost all of them, having their board members and donors going through this trauma, you really think about, you know, what the impact is on having that leadership shifted in some way. I think we've talked a lot about that in terms of the doctors and the number of doctors that have lost homes, and now we have this picture of the nonprofit sector as well.
And
you give money to a wide cross section of different community organizations. I think I had the numbers right. The Santa Rosa Community Foundation, after the fires, in like 2 weeks, you guys raised money, $1 million specifically for the fire victims.
Right. We're at the Community Foundation Sonoma County. We immediately, in the day after the fire, started the Sonoma County Resilience Fund, and we've raised $13 million so far. And by design, we have not distributed much of that money yet because our fund, and I believe will be kind of the only fund along with the Rebuild North Bay effort, that's really committed to the mid to long term. And one thing that we've realized that we wouldn't have anticipated at the start that is going to be part of our continued role and responsibility is to try to continue to harness the generosity that we saw at the beginning of the fire. And can we continue to educate donors, especially those in the Bay Area but right outside of our community, to say thank you. Thank you so much for what you gave in October. But let us tell you about how this disaster is actually playing out and the type of support we're going to need for the coming years. So we're not going to kind of let this fundraising effort go, even though everyone across the country always says you've got this really short window.
Yeah.
For the funds to come in, we're going to try to challenge that assumption.
Well, we've got the human race coming up 2 weeks from tomorrow, and it is, you know, historically a great fundraiser for nonprofit organizations across the board in Sonoma County, and it is a great thing. We're going to be promoting it heavily for this very reason, Beth. And it sounds like it's going to take a lot more than the human race, though, to restock and restore the nonprofits across Napa and Sonoma County.
Exactly. I mean, I think we need to stay committed to the fire recovery, but to stay committed to the organizations and issues that we were so deeply concerned about a year ago, and to recognize and applaud our nonprofits for doing both.
There's lots more work to do, and I'm glad you're on the job, Beth. I'm glad to hear the outcome of this particular survey. Looking forward to the game plan moving forward from the Community Great. Foundation. No small effort there, but we'll look forward to hearing about it.
Thanks so much, Pat. And if your listeners are interested in seeing the full report, they can go to our website, sonomacf.org, and click on Resilience Fund.
Very good, Beth. Thanks for being here.
Take care.
That's Beth Brown, the president and CEO of Community Foundation Sonoma County. Lots of work left to do.